Hello, and welcome back to Java with Sugar. You join myself, Steven Sugumar, the host, and today we'll be discussing the episode Introduction to AutoCloud for our arc in the automotive industry. Today, we'll really be discussing what is AutoCloud offered by Salesforce, why would it be relevant in the automotive industry, and how it impacts dealerships and OEMs. We'll go over some of the details within the solution itself and how it can benefit many of the businesses within the automotive industry. I'm again today joined with Peter McMullen, and I'll let him introduce himself.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Stephen. I think we're going to get right into it today here. Just to start, Automotive Cloud is Salesforce's foray into the automotive industry, right? We're taking Sales Cloud, we're adding new features, things like vehicle lifecycle management, also adding adjustments to existing objects like leads and opportunities that are important to recognize and to change to be adapted to what a user in the automotive industry would really need. Also, because you're now in the Salesforce ecosystem, you're able to tie in things like Service Cloud for dealerships that have service centers to be able to add that side of the business all under one roof, right? Now, Stephen, you've got a ton of experience, so much more than me. And I don't mean to say that you're just that much older than me, but you've got almost a decade of experience with Sales Cloud now. How do you feel that these changes might impact what you would normally expect from just standard Sales Cloud? Do you get the sense that Automotive Cloud is coming into the game with its own feel already going?
Yeah, that's a great question, Peter. And I think about, you know, maybe some of these dealerships are already using Sales Cloud. And so I think that's great, right? Having this new feel of AutoCloud, to those familiar, it'll look just like Sales Cloud. And I think to those new customers or prospective people thinking about what exactly is AutoCloud, I think it's really a tailored selling tool. It's a selling management tool, and it's also a CRM. It's a customer relationship management tool. But we add in that extra layer of a vehicle, and tying that all together, I think selling and servicing a vehicle is really the underlying intent around AutoCloud. What does that really mean? It means we've taken the notion of Sales Cloud and some of those common objects, opportunities and leads and pipeline generation and quarterly finances, and we're able to wrap that into the language and verbiage for the automotive industry. You mentioned it just before, vehicle lifecycle management. I mean, just being able to see when, where a vehicle is being produced from the OEM, when it might be on transport for a dealership to arriving, getting assigned the VIN number to a purchase order, to a sales order, just that 360 now of the vehicle, ending with the customer actually grabbing the keys and getting in the car and driving off the dealership lot. I mean, this is what AutoCloud is really looking to provide for the world. It's taking that sales approach and wrapping it in the automotive industry bow.
Absolutely, 100%. And I think now what's important to think about too is we've said all these very nice flowery words about this, but we really want to consider how Automotive Cloud is going to focus on the needs of both dealerships and OEMs, right? That's a big thing to ask because their needs are very different and sometimes might even seem like they're at odds with each other. For a dealership, you're so much more focused on the day-to-day, streamlining sales process, simplifying and automating lead generation, tracking activities, tracking customer interactions even. And for an OEM, you're focused on the big picture, the international picture, right? You're focused on needing access to all of this sales data. Good data visualization and reporting are a necessity. And you want to track, you know, marketing campaigns and more. So these things are, you know, one's very small picture focused on the day-to-day, one's the big picture. How do you feel Automotive Cloud ties the solution together to all of these needs into one just finely wrapped bundle?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I have to look at the platform Salesforce is offering through the Automotive Cloud solution. having these dealers, having OEMs, that interconnectivity between them, the ease of access that a dealership may have into, let's say, a transport or a current manufacturing line or the new manufacturing year for the vehicle coming up, that accessibility is supremely important, especially in today's day. I mean, since the pandemic, the automotive industry has really been shaken up with a lot of queue, with big queues and wait times for vehicles. And really, I think what's pushing the most in automotive industry is actually the need for scalability. We're seeing a lot of dealerships being owned by a single family. You'll have some business owners own a chain of dealerships. And when they need to scale with the OEMs to understand, okay, well, in all of my geographies and all my dealerships, what is the production rate? What is the delivery time frame? That scalability, that growth factor that dealerships might need, whether they're 100 employees or 1,000 employees across 10 dealerships. Likewise with OEMs, we have a lot of electric vehicle manufacturers popping up in the industry. They're going to grow more plants. They're going to grow more facilities for transport, for manufacturing. To be able to scale at the level that we're going into this next decade or two with automotive industry sales, I think that's where the platform is going to help grow with you. At the end of the day, the automotive industry is really a sales industry, and the automotive cloud is really a sales cloud solution. So I think they really pair well together, and that's really what the industry needs going forward.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And you've really answered how automotive cloud answers all of these needs from the industry. And I think it's important also now to think about, well, we need to advance, right? Automotive cloud needs to not only meet the requirements, but be exceed them, be better than them.
Correct.
And it's good way of measuring that is thinking about the existing pains in the industry and how automotive cloud will answer them. And it's a great question that will be answered next episode when we invite Johnny Evangelista from our sales team onto the show to discuss his experiences working in the auto industry and how he sees deabsolute as implementers and automotive cloud as a platform alleviating some of those industry pains.
Great. Looking forward to that, Peter. I'll wrap it up here with our first episode in our second arc of the automotive industry. Today, we really just got that introduction to the automotive cloud solution, understanding what it offers potential customers, and how the industry is really requiring such a solution. So please like, comment, share, subscribe to our podcast. We really thank you for your time, and we can't wait to see you on the next episode where we have that interview with Johnny. Thank you all. Have a great day.
Have a good one.